Avizandum. In Scots law, this term describes the careful consideration given by the judge before an important decision. Join me each week as we explore various topics from a spiritual perspective and take matters avizandum. After practicing law for 11 years in Scotland, and now being a pastor for many years, I've interacted with thousands of people and listened to many disputes between people, whether they be husband and wife difficulties, or members of the church who disagree with one another or have conflict with church leaders. I'm certainly not saying I'm an expert in conflict resolution, but I do know quite a lot about interaction between people. Scripture is full of one another's. Being a follower of Christ is not a solo performance. We are to be part of a local body of Christ, where as well as worshiping God, we serve one another and those who are not part of the Christian community. Scripture instructs us to love one another, bear one another's burdens, encourage one another, admonish one another, pray for one another, and so on. So learning to relate to others and get along with others when there may be personality difficulties and disputes of how we should serve is very important. A key is humility. In fact, the key is humility. Where there are disputes, I've found there is often pride. This is certainly true in husband-wife disputes and in disputes between leaders or members of the congregation with the leaders. Are we trying to prove a point? Are we trying to demonstrate that the other person is wrong? Do we want to win? Or are we seeking a resolution which glorifies God? That takes skill. That takes wisdom. That takes a humble spirit. Listen to one of the one another's from the writings of the Apostle Peter. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. When there is an underlying attitude of humility and a prayerful desire to be led by the Holy Spirit, many of our disputes within the church and in the home would be resolved. There will always be some tensions and difficulties in relationships, as followers of Christ still have the flesh, which always wants to assert itself. In developing relationships, it's important that we reveal something about ourselves. I don't mean that we tell everyone everything about ourselves. That would be foolish. But when we meet someone, it's important that we reveal something about ourselves, or we just engage in cliches and platitudes. All of us have the experience of knowing someone for many years, but we really know nothing more about them than when we first met them. We've not taken the time to get to know them, and a wall may have been created between us. Quite frequently, young adults ask me for advice when they go on a date. That's certainly not an area of my expertise. But I do tell the young man or the young woman to listen. This is an important key in relationships and is evidence of a humble spirit. Don't talk all the time, but be quick to hear and slow to speak, as the Apostle James exhorts us. When we're listening, we're getting to know about the person and possibly developing a connection with them. When they're speaking, seek to understand them. Don't interrupt, but allow them to develop their thought. Then you can respond to what they have said and reveal something about yourself. God has revealed himself to us in creation and supremely in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." And as we watch and listen to our Lord in action, we're learning about him and from him. John the Apostle writes, "No one has ever seen God. The only God who's at the Father's side, he has made him known." So God the Son is making the Father known to us. He's revealing God to us. In your relationships, be humble, be prayerful, develop listening skills, be quick to hear and slow to speak, be kind, be tender-hearted. Don't expect the other person to be perfect. Don't be so quick to take offense. Be honest with the other person. Follow these biblical principles, and you'll find life is much easier for yourself and for others. Avizandum.
You're listening to the weekly Avizandum podcast from The Verdict, featuring Pastor John Monroe. John is senior pastor at Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to John's daily program, The Verdict, on broadcast radio or major podcast platforms. For more information about The Verdict Ministry, visit us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict.